Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dollar bill, touch a country in the city.
Hard to find Doraville these days. It looks a lot like Atlanta, I'm afraid. Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. That's the Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back one of my favorite songs. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Sam Norwood. He knows where Doraville is, don't you, Sam?
Doraville is just northeast of Atlanta.
That's right, but it's kind of hard to find it these days. You got to find Atlanta first, don't you?
That's kind of, right.
Atlanta's kind
you
of
gotta get into it.
Like, Atlanta's kind of enveloped poor old Doraville.
Yeah.
So welcome back, folks. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you knew that already. And my book website is ageofthecustomer.com. Sam's here. He's our good friend. Sam, give us your website, please.
NorwoodAnalytics.com.
NorwoodAnalytics.com. Check it out. Yeah. So, Sam, we're going to talk about China and Europe for a second.
Yeah.
In a second. But one of the things I wanted to say is, as we get into this discussion, recently there was some news that China had overtaken America as the number one economy. Sam, I just don't believe that.
No, it's not
believe,
true.
I don't believe it for two reasons. Number one, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, the second largest economy on the planet was Japan, and they were half of ours.
Yeah.
Their economy was half of America's, and we've been growing like crazy. The overall economy has been, our GDP has grown quite a bit over the last few years, up to about $17 trillion. But China wasn't even close to Japan's 5 or 6 years ago. They haven't overtaken us. That's one. Number one, I don't believe they've done it. Number two, I don't believe the calculations. I don't believe the math. Do you?
First, I think they're still a long way from being close to us. They're gaining. We're looking over the shoulder. They're gaining.
But who comes up with these numbers?
Yeah, exactly. You can't trust the numbers, and so I'm not worried about it. But they are significant, and so things that develop in China do affect us. And things are going on in China right now that could will develop big in 2015 and will affect us in a significant way.
But there's something. There's something demoralizing about hearing that China has overtaken our economy. I'm going to do everything I can to dispel that because I just don't believe it. And Americans don't need to worry about that. I don't think.
No,
I mean, we think there's specific things we need to be concerned about.
Yep.
Not the least of which is cybersecurity, but other things that they steal from us.
Yeah.
But being a larger economy than ours is not one of them.
No, I don't think so. And by the way, here's a side question that we all may ultimately, I think, in the coming years, be thinking about that no one's thought about too much, and that is this. At what point does a cyber attack constitute the equivalent of what would have been a bomb attack years ago?
War. It's war.
That's war.
That's right.
It can be war. I think we're going to be thinking more about that.
Oh, yeah.
Now, in China, you know, it's been an economic miracle. They have moved more people in China off the farms and into the cities and into production in the past 10 years than the entire population of the United
States.
And
in some ways, not in a good way.
And it's very, very tough. Transition has been tough.
It's been almost forced, hasn't it?
Well, yes. Well, exactly. And so it's been a miracle. But how has this miracle been financed? And here's where we get into what's going on there now. They're showing a little bit of weakness, some weakness in their overall growth rate, which has down from like 9, 8, 9, 10% to, say, 5%. That's kind of a shock. It's an inflection point. And the effect of that, while it's still growing, is it's like the tide, when the tide runs out, the water goes down, it uncovers the stumps. All right, in a lot of China, not all the businesses in China are doing so great, but they have a financial structure that is a house of cards, and here's how it works. One company, like a company that's buying from another company in China, says, "Oh yeah, I want my customer to succeed. I'll guarantee his debt. Oh, yeah, so that company then guarantees another company's debt, mm-hmm. and another company guarantees another company's debt. And pretty soon, you have all these guarantees that when the economy weakens some, those guarantees are not good.
And the government is starting to call, they're starting to not accept some of those guarantees like they have been, aren't they?
That's right.
That's what's happening at this moment, right? They're only allowing AAA-rated security.
Yep, in the Orient, unlike our situation, they're more reluctant even to call a loan and to mm-hmm. embarrass or lose face.
That's what happened to Japan. It's really Japan's
exactly
in the third decade of recession.
So finally, when it starts to collapse, it could collapse in a big way. I'm watching this very carefully because and their currency. Just like most currencies in the world versus the U.S., their currency is going down. That makes them more competitive in terms of sending stuff to
us. America doesn't need Japan's currency to devalue.
No, but the other currencies, including the euro, the Japanese yen,
they're all going down,
and the Chinese yuan are all weakening, and that makes them more competitive in coming into our markets.
It makes it good for us to travel there, but not for us to compete with them from an export standpoint.
Exactly.
But, Sam, one of the things that I want to point out, I think I'm right about this. What's happening in China right now with regard to what these securities that you were talking about,
mm-hmm.
I'm afraid the scenario we're seeing there is playing out very similar to the scenario that played out in September of 2008 here. What do you think?
Well, and eventually that went away, but it was a big scare.
I'm talking about the collapse in America on Wall Street of September 2008.
Oh, that, yep.
What's happening in China is very much like that.
It could be very well, exactly.
Hold on to that thought. Quick break, right back with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. See you with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.